This is Dakota Datebook for May 19th. Inventors in the late 19th and early 20th centuries were busy perfecting self-propelled vehicles. They experimented with steam-powered as well as gas-powered automobiles. It was exciting to zip down the road at the blazing speed of 8 miles per hour. But the risks of such travel became apparent almost immediately. With no traffic laws and no safety features, even a slow-moving vehicle could be a menace. In 1923, a woman was struck and killed by an automobile in England. This demonstrated that the vehicles could be deadly to pedestrians as well as passengers. On February 27, 1927, 7-year-old Leroy Venormi was playing in front of his home in Linton. Adolf Spitzer was driving in the area when he lost control of his car. The accident happened when Leroy's younger brother started to cross the street. Spitzer swerved to miss the boy and ran up onto the sidewalk. The car struck Leroy, killing him instantly. Spitzer was arrested on a charge of second-degree manslaughter. A coroner's jury blamed the accident on careless driving at excessive speed. On this date, in 1927, witnesses gave their testimony in Spitzer's trial. A 12-year-old girl took the stand. She said she was watching from her porch when she saw Spitzer's car coming down the road at a high rate of speed. The car swerved and jumped the curb, striking the boy. L. Dyer, a former county judge, also testified that he saw Spitzer driving very fast before swerving and losing control of the car. Leroy's mother broke down in tears as she testified about the death of her son. The defense lawyers tried to get the witnesses to vary their testimony. They wanted them to admit they saw Spitzer swerve to avoid the other boy. But the witnesses stuck to their story, saying the other boy had seen the car and stopped crossing the street. They also blamed speeding for Spitzer's inability to control his car. The jury deliberated for 7 hours before returning a verdict: guilty of second-degree manslaughter. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.